Today we continue with lesson number 10 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shavuos. And we are up to Mishnah Vav, the sixth Mishnah in the third Perek. Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav. Nishpala Vateles HaMitzvah. If a person makes a Shavuah to nullify a mitzvah, not to fulfill a mitzvah saseh, he swears, I'm not going to wear tefillin. Or he swears he will violate a lo saseh. He swears, I'm going to eat treif. Velo vitel. And he doesn't violate the mitzvah. He doesn't fulfill his oath. He wears tefillin. He refrains from treif. Poto. So he's exempt. He hasn't violated a shvuas bitu. He hasn't violated his oath. For an interesting reason. By the way, just to finish this phrase, lekayem. Suppose he made a shvuah to fulfill a mitzvah. I swear I'm going to put on tefillin. V'lo kiyem. And he does not put on tefillin. So again, he may be guilty of not putting on tefillin, but he's not guilty of breaking the oath. The main reason is because a shvuah cannot be chal upon a mitzvah. Now, the Rambam here gives an interesting reason in his Pirush HaMasnayos. He says, look, the Torah says, lehora o lehetiv, that we're talking about a shvuah which is either bad or good. Therefore, the Rambam understands that a person is not chayev because of a shvuas bitur, unless it's something which is either good and not bad, or bad and not good. And that only refers to non-mitzvah activities. I'm going to eat the banana, that's good. I'm not going to eat the banana, that's bad. By a dvar mitzvah, when he swears to do good, I'm going to eat that delicious ham sandwich, that's good. However, it's not good, because spiritually, he's done something bad. And similarly, if he makes a shvuah lahora, I'm not going to eat chametz the whole Yom Tov of Pesach. That's bad. The poor guy is not eating chametz. But he's doing a mitzvah. He's doing something which is religiously positive. So therefore, the whole parsha of Shuas Abitui cannot refer to the Eidvar mitzvah. By the way, in a certain way, it is a positive thing to make a mitzvah, to make a shvuah, to do a mitzvah. If you know that you're a lazy guy and you don't wake up on time in the morning and you make a shvuah, I'm going to wake up for the go to the basik and to the early minyan and put on tefillin in the right time, that shvuah is fine. It's not a shvuas bitoy, but it's also not a shvuas shov. It's not in vain. Because you're doing it to be mezareis yourself. You're doing it to inspire yourself, to correct yourself, to improve yourself, to make certain that you do things right. In any case, the basic rule of this Mishnah is that a shvuah for a dvar mitzvah, forget it. Shvuah does not take effect. Shehoya badins, continues the Mishnah, she'ei chayev. I might argue if I was just using reason alone, I might come up with a reason that a person should be chayev for making a shvuah levatel or lekayem a mitzvah. Kedivi Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. And that would be if I follow Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, who had such an approach. Om Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, Mo im horoshul she'enu mushbo leho mihar sinai harehu chayev oleho. If I make a shvuah which I do not have any previous obligation from Sinai to do or not to do, I make a shvuah, I'm going to eat a banana. Nothing in Har Sinai says you got to eat a banana. And nevertheless, if I make a shvuah, I'm going to eat a banana, I'm not going to eat a banana, etc. Hu chayev oleo. Hare hu chayev oleo. You would be obligated. So if that's true, mitzvah, if I make a shvuah to eat matzah on Pesach, nu, shehu mushbo oleo me Har Sinai, where in addition to my shvuah, which I'm making today, I have a shvuah binding me from 3,000 years ago, Hey, no din sheyeh chayev oleh. Shouldn't I certainly be chayev for this this shvua? The shvua is coming to reinforce the shvua I made on Sinai. I should be chayev. Argues Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. That's his kal v'chomer. Omru lo. The chachamim said to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, lo, no way. Im omar to v'shvua sorushus. If I make a shvua on bananas, no, that's fine. Shekein, that's a binding shvua. Shekein osavo lav kehein. Because the Torah equates no and yes. Because whether I swear to eat a banana and I don't eat it, or if I swear not to eat a banana and I do eat it, either way, I'm chayev because I have violated my shvua. That's by a dover reshus. Also, bo lov kehein. Toma b'shuas mitzvah, but by shuas mitzvah, that's not true. That's not true. It's not equal, no, yes or no. Because if I make a shvua to put on tefillin, and I don't put on tefillin, all right, can you say that I'm chayev on my shvua? Shelo yosa bo lov kehein. By a shuas mitzvah, no is not equated to yes. Because if I make a shvua to put on tefillin, fine, I made a shvua to put on tefillin. But if I make a shvua not to put on tefillin, v'lo b'telosa, and I do put on tefillin, like I make a shvua levatel es mitzvah, not to put on tefillin, v'lo b'tel, and I'm not mevatel the mitzvah, but I do put on tefillin, then Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, we can say to you, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, potur. Certainly you will agree that he's potter in such a case. Because he can't make a shvua not to put on tefillin. He's already mushba v'yomate to put on tefillin. So therefore, by tefillin, unlike the banana, it's not also bolav kehen. By the banana, if I make a shvua, I'm going to eat a banana tomorrow. Or if I make a shvua, I'm not going to eat a banana tomorrow. Either way, the shvua was a shvua. But when it comes to mitzvahs, it's not true. If I make a shvua to put on tefillin tomorrow, you might want to argue that I'm chayev because of the shvua, besides being chayev because of Har Sinai. But suppose I would want to do it the other way around and make a shvua levatel es mitzvah, make a shvua not to put on tefillin. So it's not lav kehein. It doesn't work both ways. You too would agree that a shvua levatel es hamitzvah, a shvua not to put on tefillin, is not binding, because after all, you agree that a person is mushba v'omeid mehar Sinai to put on tefillin, and the shvua that I make today can't override the mitzvah I have from the Torah. This is Mishneh Vav. Mishneh Zayim, shvua shaloi ochal kikor zo. If I make a shvua, I'm not going to eat this kikor. Shvua shelo ochlena. I'm not going to eat it. And again, shvua shelo ochlena. I'm not going to eat it. It seemed to be there are three shvuos here. Va'achola, and he ate it. Eino chayev elo achas. He's only chayev once. Zo hi shvuas bitu, etc. Now, Gemara explains here things. It's not so simple. If a person makes a shvua shelo oichal kikazo, it's very different from that language, lo ochal kikorzo, and the language lo ochleno. If I say I'm not going to eat kikorzo, that means I'm not going to eat from this loaf of bread. If I eat a kezayis from it, I'm chayev. I have violated the shvua shlo ochal kikorzo. But if I say a shvua, I'm not going to eat this, meaning I'm not going to eat the entire shvua, the entire loaf. It's a shvua, if I eat a kezayis, if he had only made the shvua shlo ochleno, and he ate a kezayis, he would not be chayev, because shlo ochleno means I'm not going to eat all of it. As long as he doesn't eat all of it, he hasn't violated it. So if he first makes a shvua, I'm not going to eat a kezayis from it, shvua shlo yochal ki kazu, then the shvua shlo ochleno is a shvua chalal shvua. Ain't shvua chaval shvua. The second shvua shlo ochlena can't take effect because he's already bound not to eat any of the kikar. So certainly he's bound not to eat all of it. And therefore he's only chayav once. Gemara raises the question, what about this third shvua? If it would just say Shavua Shelo Ochel Kikazu, I'm not going to eat any of this kikar. And again, number two, Shavua Shelo Ochel, I'm not going to eat all of it. No. Once you make a Shavua, you're not going to eat any of it. The Shavua that you're not going to eat of all of it can't be Chal. What about this third Shavua? Again, Shavua Shelo Ochel. So the Gemara says that if a person goes to a Rav, and the Rav is Matir, Shavua number one, then Shavua number two kicks in. If he's Matir Shavua number two, then Shavua number three kicks in. So it's not the Shavua is kind of hanging in midair. It's not Chal, but if the prior Shavuos are become Mutod through She'elas Chacham, Hatoras Nedorim, in this case Hatoras Shavuos, then the second or even the third Shavua can kick in. The Mishnah concludes, Zohi Shavuas Bitoi Shechayoven Al Zdona Makos V'al Shigosor Korban Ola V'yorek. What we've been discussing is the category known of Shavuas Bitoi. Ochal v'lo ochal, ochalti v'lo ochalti. In such a case, if a person deliberately violates a Shavua, he's Chayiv Malkus. If he does it b'shogeg, he forgot he made the Shavua to eat the banana, and he didn't eat the banana, etc., then he has to bring the Korban Ola v'yored. By the way, the Gemara says here, that if he made a Shavua, that I'm not going to eat the banana, and he ate the banana, then he would be Chayiv Malkus. But if he made the Shavua, I'm going to eat the banana, and he didn't eat it, he would not get Malkus, because there's no Malkus, Ein Lokin, Alav She'ein Bo Masa. All he did was sit still. He made a Shavua, he's going to eat a banana. He didn't do nothing. He didn't eat the banana. So even though he violated the Shavua, you can't give him Malkus, because there's no action. If he made a Shavua, I'm not going to eat the banana. And he ate it. So for eating the banana, which he was sworn not to eat, for that there is Malkus. The Mishnah continues to kind of introduce the next Mishnah. Now we're at the end of Mishnah Zion. Shuas Shav. What is Shuas Shav, which we'll be getting into tomorrow, Mietz Hashem? Chayov and Nazdono Makos. For Shuas Shav, if you do it bemezid, you falsely swear, not falsely, but you swear in vain, as we will see the examples tomorrow, and you do it intentionally, then you're Zechi of Malkos. But for a Shogeg, then you're Potter. There's no Korban Ola V'yored for a Shuas Shav. There's only Korban Ola V'yored for a Shuas Bitoy. And so we have finished lesson number 10.